It's 6:32, and I call the meeting to order. This is the regularly scheduled Derby Housing Authority meeting for March 6, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. I will ask everyone, I call the meeting to order and ask everyone to rise to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic.
For which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, liberty, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm going to call the roll. Bob Leasley?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco and Danny Soto is excused. We have a quorum. I'm going to go down to additions, deletions, and corrections. I have none, but Khalid, I think you might.
Yes, I can do that during my section. It's just some things I want the board to be aware of that have come up over the past since we last got together.
Okay, can we just put it on the agenda?
And sure.
I'll make it.
I would like to discuss possible work that needs to be done on the roof at Lakeview. I know. Also, in addition to the other work that we need to do, I would like to get that scheduled. I would like to address a water heater leak at Steiger that needs to be fixed. And I would like to address our office servers. I had a conversation with Vinny that needs to be addressed in the near future. And lastly, I have a follow-up for the radon issue we're having at CC.
Okay, well, the radon is on the agenda, so
perfect.
We don't have to add that. So under new business, we're going to discussion and possible action on issue of the roof at Lakeview Terrace. Number two is discussion
water
and possible action.
Mm-hmm.
Water heater at Steiger. And the last one was, I'm sorry, the third?
Our office computer servers.
Office computer service. Okay, discussion and possible action on office computer servers.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have a motion to accept this as 8.1, 8.2, and 8.3 under new business?
I'll make that motion.
I second
it. Is there, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. We can have the discussion when we get to the agenda item.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Yes.
Okay. Can you identify yourself?
Joyce Palmer.
Okay. Ms. Palmer, what would you like to say?
I'd like to have somebody explain to me when Khalid had the, whoever it was that came out, January 3rd, I guess, on a Friday.
The what?
To look at January 3rd, whoever came, January 3rd, they came out.
Okay, but what list was that?
No, it wasn't a list. I'm saying I wanted to have somebody explain it to me what happened there. He called me that afternoon that I had didn't have to be concerned. And I asked him what he meant. In other words, because of my 3 number on the radon was low, so I wanted to know, you know, what happened after that, or what they said, you know, because I never heard from him anything other than that.
Well, Joyce, as we discussed at last month's meeting, they want to come and do some further work. Now, when we get to that item on the agenda, I'll have Khalid give us an update on where we are.
Okay, well, I didn't know what transpired after that. All I know was the last meeting that the two fellows that were there were mm-hmm. going to drill holes wherever in the closet or somewhere at, I guess they were talking about one building where they had the highest number of radon. And then a couple of weeks ago, I got a call from Jennifer. She was looking for volunteers for... I don't know, a few volunteers or something for more closets to drill holes in. They must have changed their mind. They wanted more. What was that about? Or why did they do that? What changed?
When we get to that item, we'll gladly discuss it.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to discuss?
Well, you don't want me to discuss issues, but one thing bothering me is about the sand that you can't get out here. And I had told Jennifer at great length I was trying to find sand to have or something I could get for myself out here because it's been such a problem, and she was going to look into it, but she never called me back. So I don't know if you heard about it or Khaled, but, you know.
Khaled, do you know what you're talking about?
I do. We were having some issues this year with the with our snow contractors, but I mean, I don't think it's been an issue. It hasn't snowed in a couple of weeks, so we got it. We did our best to do some extra work after them to like get more salt down and clear some paths. I know that some of the sidewalks, they didn't have like, it wasn't cut out for them to enter the street when cars come to pick them up. So, I mean, it's been taken care of and most of the snow is gone at this point also. So.
Okay. But we do have our own.
We have our own supplies as well.
Okay. Cause we always did for the workers used to have access to it just in case there was some refreezing or, you know, if it had been cleared properly in certain places between cars and things like that. So we always did have our own supply.
Well, Linda, may I say something?
Yes, of course.
I go out at night because it's cheaper on the transit, and I have very nice drivers. They help carry stuff to my door, but they were disgusted too, and I wish that they had called you as well as I tried calling you. But I don't know, you know, there's snow and ice in the street, and then there's sidewalk here, and you keep the sidewalk clear, but you can't get from the sidewalk over the street. And it was so difficult because the people across the street, everybody had to park on my side, and the house across the street has three tenants. They all parked out here, and it's like they don't have stickers. They don't belong here, but it was very difficult just to get into the street. Now, if I had my shovel here, I would have shoveled a path into the street. I always did it to get my mom out, but it's hard. I don't know whose responsibility is for who, or for anything could be done.
Our Derby Public Works. So if you're having a problem with that, you need to tell somebody, and we'll call. We'll call Derby Public Works and ask them to clean it better. It's our responsibility to take care of our own walkways and our sidewalks. But we don't take care of the streets, nor would I expect someone that who was paid, you know, like the gentleman who come and do our sanding and our plowing. It's the city's responsibility to do the roads.
Yeah, I understand. And they were letting me off on ice in the street, and I don't know why there was ice out in the street in the first place, because it was just hard. You couldn't plan to go out anywhere. You didn't know if you could get out, but sometimes the end of the street in the corner by the stop sign would be, you know, like half ice, half snow, and when it would melt, you could get out, but it was hard, and it's, I don't know if anybody does that, or I mean, could there be, if it snows again like that, can anybody do that, or a path into the street so you can get out and get into a van to go?
Again, it's up to the city. So if there's a problem with the streets, you need to call and let us know it, and we'll ask them to go out and clean it. You know, it's hard because sometimes it snows and then it melts, and that melt refreezes the next day. I mean,
and I always have the maintenance guys go out and salt in the morning on those mornings.
Okay, because I would if the streets are relatively clean, I wouldn't expect DPW to go back out there. They're out there basically to the plow.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's that much of a problem, we could call them as well, or our guys can do. But Joyce, you have to tell us. You have to call it in the morning.
I tried. I tried to explain it to you, and then Carolyn said not to call you. But, I mean, they were on my back. The Valley Transit said, call your town. Call your – it's their responsibility.
You have to call us here in the office. Linda is a commissioner. You have to call me in the office so I can address the issue. And when you did,
I know that, but Khaled, she is with the town too, and I wanted to find out what the town responsibility was or where it was located, who has to do what.
Yeah, they do
and
the streets,
telling,
and they take care of the sidewalks.
Well, even the dumpster was bad up in the back. It was like a pond of ice one day, and I had to throw my bag up and over. Somebody left the, what do you call, lid open. And, you know, I just was trying to find sand somewhere where I could have it here. If I had to spread it out, I mean, I don't know. Jennifer didn't get back to me, so I don't know if she ever told you about it.
She did, and it was addressed. We had the maintenance men take care of it that day.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Ms. Palmer?
No.
Okay. So is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Last time, anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none, we'll close public portion. Move to approval of the minutes. Pam's been working on them. I don't have them for tonight. Hopefully for the next meeting, I'll have some. So we'll move to old business. Monthly update from Maria Stout. Maria couldn't be here tonight, but she did send an email, so I can give you a little bit of information. But currently, I don't have much to report on. We still have not gotten any funding notices for 2025. DOH John D'Amelio continues to process the FSS poured out cases. As a side note, I'm hoping that the last case is brought over to them. You will then be able to transfer the FSS escrow money to them, because that hasn't been done yet, and close out that account. We'll keep you posted on that. And then I asked her if how many cases had not been ported. And she responded to that by saying, the final count of SSS participants that were referred or ported out to DOH were 5. We had a total of 6 that we referred under portability to DOH, but then one didn't want to go to DOH as she decided not to complete her FSS contract. Her contract effective date was 2/24, and no escrow funds had accrued because she didn't want to work with DOH in their FSS program. They are working to get the other 4 absorbed, but that's a slow process for them. I'm hoping that once there is more absorption, we can then offer to issue a voucher to Ms. B, the Steiger resident, who was complaining about not getting a voucher. She spoke at the last meeting. We still need to be cautious about the funding, as we do not know what amount is going to be for 2025. Please let me know if you have any questions. So having read that, if anybody has questions, I'll gladly call and give them to her tomorrow. And then I can either report back to you, or I can have her report at the next meeting. Any questions?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, it wasn't much.
Okay. Discussion and possible action on the radon asbestos remediation at CC Manor. Khalid?
Yeah, so I finally got word back from CPM. We did a walkthrough of one of the block of units. No drilling took place that day. I did get a projection cost for the next round of tests that they want to do to get the more accurate numbers. I can share that with mm-hmm. you guys. I can email that out. I just got it yesterday.
Can you tell us and then email it tomorrow?
I'm sorry?
Do you know? Do you remember off the top of your head? Can you share it tonight and then email
the cost?
A hard copy? Yeah.
Yeah, I have it right here in front of me. It's $1,750 for the drilling for the testing, not for the abatement systems. That will be another invoice. So now we just have to decide if we want to do it, which I'm pretty sure we're going to want to do it. We have to do it and schedule a date for that to occur.
Okay. Bob and Loretta, any discussion on that information?
No, not on that. Khalid.
Yes, sir.
As far as the remediation, how many units were they talking about?
I don't think they have an idea yet until
they don't.
Get updated
okay.
numbers. Yeah.
Okay.
They want to do the testing first, and then they'll let us know from there.
All right.
Because I think the numbers are 2 years old now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. So it looks like we need to have a discussion about approving that $1,750.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts?
No, I agree, though. It has to be done. So I'll make a motion that we approve the 17, 50 for the continuation of the radon testing.
I second it.
All right. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, Khalid, you'll give them a call tomorrow and tell them that the $1,750 is approved and they can start at their pleasure.
Absolutely. And I'll get you guys a date as soon as they give me one. I'll make everyone aware.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. C, discussion and possible action on structural repairs at Guardian of Terrace. So I think you all know I went back to the previous, the $46,000 program, and it was APT. And they said, if you want everybody to, if you want us to manage and have all of the issues addressed at one time, I can get you a price for that. They came back with $86,000. As I was looking through the old prices that we had gotten, I came across Above Them All Construction. And they had actually listed out three quarters or two thirds of the work that needed to be done for much less than that. So I called them and I explained the situation. I told them what else needed to be done. He went back out there, took another look, said he understood what needed to be done. They went from $36,000 to $42,000, which is half of what APT wanted. So it seems to me that that's a pretty good deal. We can afford it. We can have it done. It needs to be done. It's probably a good time because spring is coming and the temperatures are a little bit more moderate than they were. I know that he was saying to me that, and any of the other gentlemen said to me as well, that you can't do that kind of work in the freezing cold. But now that it's getting a little bit warmer, I think it's a good time to tackle the project. And for $42,000, I mean, it seems almost like a bargain.
Yeah, I just to add that I also had Frank Pepe, and I had the comparison of the two scopes of the work, and he said the same thing, Linda. There was very little difference. He was, you know, he was very confident that the $42,000 company could certainly do the job as well.
I agree. Loretta, any thoughts?
No, I agree with the, you know, that. That's a good, you know, that's a good deal. If they can do it
And the price is good until the end of the month. I know I couldn't find that he fixed the date because this one said it expired on 2/16, but actually he had sent another copy, same exact thing. It expires on 3/30. So I'll make a motion that we go with Above Them All Construction for the work that needs to be done at Steiger Terrace for the amount of $42,000. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right. So under new business, we'll go to the things that we added. One, work on the roof at Lakeview. Khalid, do you want to talk about that?
Sorry, I started talking and I was still muted. Yes, I would like to. Thank you. Sure. So a couple of days ago, maybe like a week or so, one of the maintenance men made me aware that one of the hallways was wet during a time it was raining. We had somebody, a contractor that we have listed in our vendor list, go and take a look at it. And it looks like there's a section of the roof that is leaking. It's not going into any unit, but it is going into the first floor hallway. Yeah, when it rains, it pours, apparently. I have an estimate from VM Property Solutions. They also, it's one of the companies that gave us one of the bids for the other construction work at Lakeview as well. That it's for $3,600. I'm definitely going to forward this to you guys so you can take a look at it. I don't think this is as pressing as the structural repairs, but it is something we're going to want to take care of before it becomes a bigger problem.
Sure. Can we get a couple of more estimates?
Yes, I will definitely put this out for more.
Okay, since we have time. And yep. then can we have a motion to carry this over until next month? Hopefully next month we'll be able to make a decision.
Yes. I'll make a motion that we carry over the roof issues at Lakeview upon other quotes, upon the receiving of
okay.
other quotes.
Thank you. I'll second that. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? None, motion carries. Okay. The hot water heater, and that, tell me again where that is.
This is at Steiger in Block 1.
Okay. So can we talk about?
Absolutely. So over last weekend, I was made aware that Block 1, they were saying the water was getting cold very quickly. It would start hot, but it would heater out. I got a plumber from our vendor list, the Jacozy. They came out on mm-hmm. Saturday. I believe it was this past Saturday. And took a look at it, and apparently there is a leak in that water heater. So while they have hot water there, it's going faster than it should. Now the quote I got for this one is quite astronomical, so I think we should bid this one out as well. The quote I got for the maintenance and for the purchasing of the new hot water heater is $12,385.
$12,000 for one unit?
Yes. So I think that's a little high. I've never purchased a water heater before, but I think that needs to get.
That's our buddy Jacozy, Linda.
Yeah.
We haven't had him in a while. We haven't used him in a while.
He was the one I found on the vendor list. So I could look for other things as well, because I think we definitely need to look for other things.
Oh, definitely.
That's $12,000. Yeah. I mean, and that really, one is more pressing than the other ones, I think, as well. I'm sorry?
Bob, shouldn't the water heater be under $3,000?
Installed and maintained? Yeah, I agree. I mean,
definitely.
$12,000.
Right. It sounds a little high to me as well. But like I said, I've never purchased one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, I have, and I certainly didn't pay that, I can tell you.
You'll be surprised, Colin.
At Home Depot, to tell you the truth.
You're right.
But there's, I mean, Allen's Plumbing Supply. We can talk tomorrow. We can, you know, get some suggestions. Bob or Loretta, do you know anybody off the top of your head? I know Allen's Plumbing Supply does it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Doesn't Giordano's too?
Yep.
I think so. Yep.
Giordano. Yep.
We're all local. Yep.
Ralph Mann is local. Ralph Mann is local.
Plumber. I called them first.
Ralph, very good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but in the meantime, is this poor person going without hot water?
No, they have hot water. It's just going quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of the leak. Yeah. Right. So that one is more, that one's certainly pressing. I would like to get that taken care of for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure. So why don't you get estimates for us, and we'll, I'll say our procurement is like $2,000. If it's under $2,000, you can just go ahead and have it done. Okay. But if it's not under two, then we can, you know, we can bring it back as long as they have hot water.
Yeah. All right. So I will certainly get two more quotes for that hot water heater. Perfect.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we carry this over until next month, unless we get a price that's under the procurement policy. Do I have a second?
I second.
Any discussion on the motion?
No.
Hearing none in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Motion carries. The office computer servers.
Yes. I had a conversation with our IT at Reliable Technologies this week. It was something that was brought up to the previous manager before, but I think like a lot of things were just up in the air at that time. So he mm-hmm. did mention that is something we're probably going to want to do again, sooner rather than later. I think maybe that this one is like medium heat, because we just don't want, you know, our servers to crash and we lose all of our files and everything. I just want everybody to be aware that I will be getting a quote from him about what that update process looks like. And as soon as I get it, I'll be able to forward that to the board.
Okay. All right. Any questions? Any discussion?
No.
No.
Okay. So we'll carry that over to next month as well.
Certainly.
Okay. Subsidized housing coordinators report. Khaled, you're on.
Hello again. We still have our same 8 empty units. I have 3 walkthroughs on Monday, so fingers crossed that we will have new tenants on that day. There was one other thing I needed to say about that. 3 walkthroughs, and then the list. So what is the process of reopening the list, and then what is the cap? Do we know that offhand?
I do not.
Okay, so I will do some further research, and that's probably just me sending a text to Diana.
Okay.
All I really have. We still have the same amount of open units. I'm doing the 3 walkthroughs. A lot of them are coming up upon completion. One of them is taking a little bit. The one that we had the flood over Christmas is taking Willie a bit to get done. But other than that, I think we're looking good on getting ready to fill them.
Okay. Had you showed some before? And did people
not
like them?
Yes, I've shown 2 already.
And are people not taking them?
No, they're in. We've had 2 new move-ins as of this year.
Oh, good. Oh,
back
good.
In January. Mm-hmm.
Are we getting a lot of people who either move out or pass? Because if we filled 2, we should be 2 less, but we have the same amount. So I'm wondering what happened.
We had that emergency in 72 at CC with the pipe burst, and then somebody did move out of Lakeview.
Okay.
That's all why right. We stayed at the same amount, which, you know, a step to the side.
Sure. Any other questions? Bob, Loretta?
So, Carla, the maintenance guys are keeping up with the apartments that need to be renovated?
Yes, sir. I actually just did I had Willie. We walked through all of the empty units. I got a fresh eye on everything that needs to be done and all the work that is already fully completed.
Thanks, Colin.
No problem.
Right, sounds good.
All right. Loretta, any thoughts?
No, because I had people asking me because we've had one open for a long time here and they were just concerned if anybody was ever going to take it. In number 10.
Number 10, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Being shown.
Oh, good.
Is there a problem with it?
No, it was just there. That's one of the ones that's going to get shown this week, next week.
Oh, good.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our agenda. If there's nothing else, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Okay, 7:00, we will adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.